The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join us today. The Urban League of Nebraska has been a part of this community for more than 90 years. Thomas Warren is the president and CEO of the Urban League, and he joins me on Live and Local today. Mr. Warren, thank you so much for joining me today.
Mike, thanks for having me.
First, can you tell folks what the Urban League does? Many of us have heard of it. Not many of us may know what it does, because there's a wide swath that you cut.
Mike, as you mentioned, we have served the Omaha community for over 90 years. We are an institution in North Omaha, a traditional clearinghouse for both job seekers and our employer partners. We administer programs in education, youth development, job placement, and job training. And we are a traditional civil rights organization, so we do get engaged in some advocacy around social justice-related issues.
And throughout your history, I mean, you've been helping urban folks through getting into unions, through housing. It really has been quite a history, quite a rich history that the Urban League has had in the greater Omaha metro area.
Oh, absolutely. And as you mentioned, our goal is to close the economic gap with regards to employment, education. We do have partners in health and housing, but just making sure that our residents, our constituents have opportunities to improve their social and economic status.
And one of the ways people can do that is by getting a job. And right now there is a shortage of workers in the technology fields. And so how has the Urban League of Nebraska paired up with a couple other groups to combat this?
Right. So we are partners with an initiative called Careers in Tech, along with the AIM Institute and Heartland Workforce Solutions. It's important that we identify and replenish, recruit and retain individuals that are interested in careers in technology. The Urban League's role is to provide the job readiness, not only in terms of assisting individuals with resume writing, mock interviews, workplace etiquette. We have a curriculum called Bring Your A-Game, where it focuses on some of the basic etiquette that is required not only to obtain employment, but to retain employment, such as appearance, attitude, attendance, getting along with your coworker, following instructions, just being a productive employee. The soft skills that are required, oftentimes taken for granted, are reinforced so that when that individual does pursue employment, they are equipped with the skills necessary for them to thrive in that work environment.
And one of the exciting things about this program, at least in my point of view, is in pairing with the AIM Code School, this Foundations of Web Development curriculum is a curriculum that is real quick, 8-week curriculum. It's designed for people to learn enough that they actually can become employable and could end up on a career path that sustains them for the rest of their lives.
The curriculum is designed to provide employment opportunities, minimum requirements in terms of high school diploma, some post-secondary. We know many of our youth and young adults are tech savvy, so they are equipped with the minimum skills necessary. They just need the formal curriculum. So being exposed to this program will prepare them for careers in tech, in addition to web development, help desk, coding aspects. I mean, these are jobs that lead to careers, and these are high-demand occupations that pay a livable wage plus an additional compensation based on your skill level. And so we're not just preparing individuals for entry-level positions, but also for careers.
How long have you been involved with the Urban League of Nebraska, Thomas?
So I am in my 13th year as president and CEO here at the Urban League. We have been partners with AIM. So we had a cohort of 14 students last year. It was extremely successful. We'll offer three cohorts quarterly, and we'll start the first one March 29th. We'll have one in June and another one in August in collaboration with Heartland Workforce Solutions. And this is the federally funded job training program that will provide the tuition assistance. And so these programs are basically free of cost for that program participant. And so the tuition is paid by the federally funded job training program. We offer the job placement. And so upon completion of the program, we transition our program participants, our graduates, right into the workforce.
In the 13 years that you've been at the Urban League, what has been the most rewarding thing for you?
Well, trying to address our demands for labor, trying to identify talent, our talent that is local to this community, to recruit and retain young professionals of color. You know, we really have struggled, quite frankly, with diversity and inclusion in the tech sector. And so we want to make sure that populations that have been historically underrepresented in this field have an opportunity for some of these career opportunities.
The program is called Careers in Tech Boot Camp. The website is urbanleagueneb.org. Again, he is Thomas Warren, the president and CEO of the Urban League of Nebraska. Thank you so kindly, Thomas, for joining me today on Live and Local.
Thanks for having me.